Susie Q. Funny how you can always tell. Somebody died and they both feel guilty. He's some bigwig. I've seen him give speeches. She's a teacher and real serious about it. Wonder if they killed somebody like I killed Jack. Who would they both not like enough to do that? Maybe they're in love and it was her husband or his wife. Or both. Where would you put the bodies nowadays? What with that new mall over the swamp? On top of old Jack. Him lying there looking up the little girls' dresses while they walk over him. And he can't do a damn thing about it. That's a nice thought. Him all bones but can still see. And a bone down there but no juice to go with it. He who lives by the bone shall die by the bone. Or the frying pan. That was a mess on the rug. Good thing we had so many cats. Maybe he couldn't see so good, his eyes hanging out like that. I remember when I'd drag him from the trunk of the Chevy into the swamp. I almost turn him over so he looked down into hell. And then thought, no. Make him look up at God and Jesus and Mary. Now he looks up the dresses of little girls. That's funny. And here comes my favorite little girl, with her coffee and bread for me. Sarah. Here you go, Susie Q. Sweet stuff today, a couple of almond rolls left over. You sweet stuff yourself. Thank you kindly. She carefully lined up the rolls and coffee on the cart's fold-out shelf. She was wearing several layers of clothes in the gathering heat, her face red and sweating. You don't have to wear all that, do you, Susie Q? You look so hot. She nodded. I don't mind being hot. Keep the rays out. Came down here to get hot, but that was before the rays. Don't want the cancer. Sarah adjusted her hat. That's a point. You know, she went on, I could leave the extra clothes somewhere and nobody would take them. I know that, even though the town's full of murderers. But the problem is, I might not remember where I put them. Come winter, I'd get awful cold.
It's already November, Susie Q. It doesn't get real cold anymore. She laughed, a nasal wheeze.
That's what they say, all right. You watch out, though.
She took a sip of coffee and pushed on.
Watch out for the murderers.
Always good advice, Sarah thought, watching her rattle away, waiting for her to say it. She stopped and turned.
You know, it snowed the day I was born.
No kidding. Susie Q nodded slowly and pushed on. Sarah went back into the place. Jose was cross-slicing onions. That's probably enough. It's too damn hot. The onion flowers really sold when it cooled off. This year, it looked like the aliens would get here before winter did. And here comes Senor Alien himself, resident alien, Pepe Parker.
What will it be, Pepe? Cabe con leche, por favor.
He sat down at the bar.
And a date, if you dance.
What?
New club opening up in Alachua tonight?
Old stuff, tango, samba.
New club, new girl.
What do you say? She smiled and put a cup of milk in the microwave. Pepe, I haven't danced in years. I had an accident and I'm still in operation away from the dance floor. The bell rang and she took the milk out.
Thanks for asking, though.
Professor Bell told me about that horrible thing.
They ever catch who did it?
No. She stirred a heaping spoon of Bucello into the cup and brought it over with the sugar.
I think I know, but I could never prove it.
Gracias.
Who? She looked around. The two customers had left and Jose was buried in his tabloid. She lowered her voice.
You're no Boy Scout, are you, Pepe? I mean, you know how the world works.
As much as anybody, I suppose.
We have to pay protection to keep the cafe from getting gangbanged. Is that shocking?
No.
Sad, but no.
There's a slime ball comes in here at noon today, every first of the month, to pick up his $500. He calls himself Mr. Smith, but everybody knows he's Willie Joe Capra.
He did it?
She nodded.
Or at least knows who did it.
He's made that pretty clear.
And you can't go to the police?
She shook her head wordlessly for a moment, and then knuckled at tears. her mouth in a tight scowl.